Yo, this the I Am Super Facts podcast. This with your boy, Super Facts. I got my homegirl, first time, my girl, Ellison, Cheryl. What's up? Say what's up to the people.
Hey, y'all.
They can't hear you, man. Oh, you gotta, speak. You gotta get a little louder.
Let's get to the interview. That's what I want to do.
Oh man, you gotta speak louder first. You know, the people gotta hear you.
What's up, y'all? This is Cheryl. I don't even know what to say.
Where you from?
I'm from Chicago. I live out south now. I grew up out west. You know, people got a bad connotation with the west side, but you know.
What's the bad? What the bad? What? Connotation. I can't even say that.
Connotation, but the west side is the best side, period.
All right, I feel you on that. Like that south side, I can't rock with the south side. It's a bunch of, you know, I ain't even gonna go into that, but everybody know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know. But look, check this out. You want to come on, you know, share your truth. What is your truth? What do you mean when you say you want to share your truth? What you say, young lady?
My truth, it's really, people really got two sides. Like, you really don't know, you really, truly would never know a person, and I found out.
What do you mean, though? Like, you really don't know a
people
person?
People don't change, you know, when stuff start out,
Are you talking about dating?
Yes, I am.
So,
relationships.
Are you talking about an ex?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what happened in this? Start from the beginning. How was it in the beginning?
In the beginning, it was sweet. We met. So I thought he was my destiny. We met because I used to work at TCF Bank. We met there, and I left TCF, and I'm like, I'm never gonna see this man again. Then I started working for Chase, and that's when I met him at Chase again. So I'm like, okay, this got to be fate.
So he worked there, or was he just coming in making a deposit? Uh-huh. So you looked at his bank account. Did you see his money and stuff?
I did. Yes.
Did you like what you saw?
I mean, it was all right.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was decent.
So that was ironic that you see him at TCF, and then
I see him at Chase.
See him at Chase. So that kind of means something, right?
I know. I thought it did, rather.
What you thought it meant?
I thought we were supposed to make it work, regardless of everything. Obviously, you don't meet nobody, you know, a coincidence like that.
Right. So
two times in a row.
He said something to you, or you said something to him?
He said something to me.
What'd he say?
So, he gave me his card.
She's nervous.
The second time when I met him and Chase, he gave me his card. He's like,
what,
you know,
card?
He's a tattoo
his
artist.
ATM card?
His business card.
His business card. Okay.
He gave me his card. He was like, you know, if you want to talk, hit me up. And I never messaged him, but he kept calling the branch phone because I gave him my business card. I'm like, you know, if you need help with anything, just call me. Mm-hmm. He kept calling, so I eventually gave him my cell phone number, and then we start talking like that.
So did y'all go out on a first date?
We did.
How was it?
It wasn't that bad. We just chilled.
What you mean, chill? What did y'all do?
We went and got something to eat.
Okay.
And then we just chilled. We sat in the car and talked for a while.
How was the conversation? He had good convo?
He did have good conversation. He asked me a bunch of questions, basically trying to figure me out. But when I was asking questions, he wasn't really answering.
So, how long? In the beginning, everything was
sweet.
Peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How far along did you, start to see a difference?
Him changing?
Yeah, him changing. Towards the end, or did you see it in the middle?
I would say after a year.
After a year?
Mm-hmm. He got comfortable. We both got comfortable.
What do you mean when you say that?
When he got comfortable?
Yeah.
He just started changing, not acknowledging me how you should acknowledge a woman, or if I'm dressed up,
mm-hmm,
tell me I look good. You know,
So what, he wouldn't say anything?
No, just not acknowledge me, period. Double book appointments. So even if you knew we had plans, blow off our plans and just do whatever.
How did that make you feel?
Nothing. I ain't like that.
Did you voice your opinion? Or voice the way you felt?
I did a few times, but obviously he ain't care, so.
So how long did you stay with him?
We were together for 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
So after the first year, that's when you started to see.
And I stayed around. The second year, that's when it just went down the drain. That's when I knew it was it's not gonna work.
Do y'all have any kids together?
We do have a child together.
Mm.
two-year-old.
Well,
he'll
about to be two. Is he a good
father, though? To be honest.
I mean, yeah, is either so-so, yay or nay?
I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
He's at a 4.
Oh, shit. That's low.
That's just being honest. You want me actually to be honest, right?
That's low. How old is this man, if you don't mind me asking?
He'll be 28 next year.
Well, he's old enough to, you know the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 25, April 23rd.
25, yeah. So you like him older, huh?
You know what they say? No, I just went.
You say what?
Well, yeah, I do. That's
so you rate prefer. So you rate him a 4?
Yeah.
Wow, like, okay, why do you rate him a 4?
Because as a father, I feel like, number one, you shouldn't disrespect the mother of your child. And number two, like, you should always make your child your priority. Like, regardless of whatever you got going on, that child comes first. If you lay down to make it, then you gotta help take care of it.
Right. And what, I mean, what does he do? Is, I mean, does...
What
I
does
mean,
he not do?
What does he do?
Oh, like his profession?
No. Like, what does he do for your son?
Oh, like, not much. I would say, like, since we've been separated for about... I would say almost 3 months.
Okay.
But within the 3 months, he came to get his son twice.
Mm-hmm.
He bought him a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And a box of Pampers.
A box of Pampers. You say that's not shit.
No.
Right. It's got to be way more than
exactly.
That, right? So. Let's rewind a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Did he cheat?
He did.
How did you find out?
So, the first time... I mean, like, you always know, like... You know when somebody... You know when the person you with, like, the person you mess around with... You know when they mess around with somebody else.
How?
You just know, like, they just not paying attention to you like how they used to. Like, you just know it's somebody else. The first time I really found out, like, I know, I'm not supposed to do this. Because if you go looking for something, then you find...
Uh-oh.
The first time, y'all, he was at my house. He went to shower. And I went through his phone while he was in the shower.
Oh, shit.
Yep. And it was...
How did you go through his phone? Like,
I
knew his
phone. Told, yeah.
How, Sway?
He told me.
Damn. This dude, whoa. Well, like, right, okay. Right. You went through his phone, mm-hmm. And what did you find?
I found pictures of another girl, like nude pictures.
Oh, shit.
Messages sent like, I miss you, I love you, can't wait to see you.
I love you.
Yes.
So, did your
right. She wasn't even that cute. Y'all. I'm just being honest.
Hey people, I got cheerleaders in here. But was your heart beating fast?
It was, like, honest, and I had to go to work like within like the next 30 minutes. So, like,
that ain't good.
I was seeing red, like...
Did you confront him?
I did. I didn't do it before I went to work because I didn't want to take my frustration out of my clients. So okay. I waited until I got off and I called him. I'm like, you know, you need to come over. We need to talk. So we talked and he's like, oh, it's nothing. That's just somebody I used to mess around with. Like, you telling this girl you love her. Like, nigga, obviously it's something. Like, you telling her you love her. You miss her. She's sending you pictures. So it's got to be something.
Right. And so, I mean, what eventually happened?
He was like, I asked him, I'm like, you know, just tell me what it's gonna be. Like, we had our good times together. Like, if this is it, then tell me this is it. If you wanna be with somebody else, then so be it. He's like, no, we can stay together, we can work through this. And we did, like, we prevailed, and then something else happened.
I'm saying when you ultimately made the decision to stay with him the first time, did you 100% trust him?
No.
So you were always like,
yeah, and I honestly, I would say I stayed for the sake of my child. Looking
okay.
back,
I've heard
I
that
stayed,
before.
I stayed because we got a baby together, so
okay. And then going to
the next occurrence,
what happened next?
The next big one, I would say, we were going to the movies,
mm-hmm.
And he's parking his car, and you know how, like, when guys turn around and park, how they lean over the seat.
Mm-hmm.
He had his phone on his lap. Y'all, I don't go through phones. I promise you, I don't. That's not my character. But I just happened to look over, and it was like two messages on, like, I mean, it was a thread on Do Not Disturb. And I looked over and the message was like, I miss you. I'm like, what? Like, first, number one, you got this person on Do Not Disturb. So obviously, like, you trying to hide something. And then when I confront you about it, like, it got so bad to the point, like, the argument blew up. Like, we were on 39th and King Drive, y'all. I jumped out the car. Like, I was that pissed off and I walked home.
What time was it?
Ooh, it was like did I call one of y'all? No, I called my friend Monty. It was like 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night, and you walked home.
Yeah. And you know, and y'all know he did not follow behind me.
I mean, I don't have no words to say about that, but you know,
I'm just saying, like,
that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, did you guys eventually talk?
We did talk.
What happened?
And he made it seem like I was crazy. You know, he's like, it was nothing. I'm telling y'all, he made it seem like I was crazy. And honestly, like, looking back now, I realize how stupid I was, because I fed into it. And it wasn't until, like, the next week. I had asked him, I'm like, you know, be honest with me. Because, like, I'm like, I'm not feeling good. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm pregnant or what. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Twice? Like, you thought you was pregnant again, right?
Yeah, I'm like, if it's something going on, tell me what it is. Because, you know, we might be bringing another life into this world. He's like, okay, I'm be honest with you. He's like, I've been messing around with somebody else. I only said that because I wanted to catch him in a lie. And I did. Like, he told me, he's like, yeah, I only been messing around with a girl for a few months.
Damn.
He's like, but it's nothing. Right, it's a relationship. He's like, but it's nothing. He's like, you know, it was just strictly sex. I'm like, okay.
So how did you feel?
I felt betrayed. Like, that's when I was like, okay, yeah. Now I'm just being stupid.
Did you end it?
Mentally, yes. But, you know, it's kind of hard to leave somebody. Like, when y'all got so much history together, it's like, it's real hard to leave, like, physically. So, like, we wouldn't talk for, like, weeks at a time. Then I let him back into my house. But I finally realized, like, you know, sure, you got to do better. Like, you deserve to be treated better, so.
What, did family know about these situations?
Mm-hmm. My family hated him.
Damn, son. What were they telling you?
You know, your family would never tell you, like, to leave somebody. But, like, my sister, she would tell me, like, you know, you can do better. Like, he ain't doing nothing for you or your kid. Why are you still with him? Like,
what about your mom?
My mama didn't like him. My mama wouldn't even speak to him.
Really?
She wouldn't even acknowledge him. She hated him.
So how do you feel about him now?
My baby dude?
Yeah.
I don't like him. I mean, I would never disrespect him. Like, if he called me today and told me he was dying, or, like, if he was like, I want to see my son, like, by all means, you can take your baby. I would never keep you from your child. But as far as me and you,
yeah,
that's a no-go. That ship has sailed.
So throughout that whole time, you were faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I
promise you, I never cheated. I never slept with anybody else.
Okay.
Towards the end, like, having conversations with somebody else, I mean, yeah, that was expected. But, like, as far as messing around with somebody else, I never did that.
So you telling me it's completely done with,
yeah, I'm single
with this gentleman.
Like, we can drop the baby off at the baby daddy house together, single.
Oh shit. Would he have a problem with that?
Yes, cause he just that crazy.
He don't want you with anybody else, huh?
Nope. He's crazy.
So he said that? He said that he don't want you to
date
anybody
else? No,
he'll
still send me messages like, let me tell you about this instance. So, this man texts me. He said, your birthday's coming up. I said, yeah, I know. I said, why? He said, you want me to get you a gift? I'm like, if you want to, you can. He texts me, y'all. He said, what you gonna do for this gift? I said, excuse me? I said, you got the wrong girl. I said, no, I'm good. I'm like, bro, you ain't even got to give me nothing if it's going to be like that.
What you going to do? Like, what was he implying?
I don't know, but it was the wrong baby mama. Like, I'm like, you can go and mess around with somebody else's. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't got nothing for you.
He wanted you to give him some ass?
Bro, I guess so, but he ain't getting none of this. Like,
jeez, man. That guy's bold, man.
I'm telling
that's
you,
a bold gentleman.
When I tell y'all, he's crazy. He is crazy. Like, he's manipulative. Not even to make him seem like a bad person, like just trying to dog him, but he is a manipulative person.
I don't think you dog him. I'm just, like you said, this is your truth.
This is my truth. Yeah. Like, he got another kid, his other baby mama, but she's sweet. Like, me and her cool. Like,
yeah. How old is that kid?
She'll be 9. She's about to be 10 this year. Yeah, she's about to be 10.
And he 28?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like in the beginning, you didn't see any signs of him being like a playboy or...
Nope, because he made it seem like he was just a stand-up guy, like opening doors to me, like, oh, I can't do this because I'm beating my daughter, or I got to take care of my daughter, like... And I didn't, like, that's what you... If I see you doing that, like, taking care of your responsibility, like, yeah. I love that, like... But... As time went on, like, it was just a front. I realized it was a front.
Mm. So how do you feel about men now?
I won't let just his, how he did me, I won't let that affect how I look at men. Like, black men especially, like, I love black men. Like, I can't see myself being with nobody else but a black man. I won't let what he did affect my future relationships. Otherwise, like, I might as well just stay with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have jungle fever?
No.
No.
Nah.
You would never date a white guy.
I would say never, but that's not my preference.
Yeah, mine either. I don't like the swirl.
Yeah, swirl.
No, I'm not down with the swirl. No, but I feel like, you know, he hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
He did some things that was, you know, that was crazy. And I mean, it's just like every other woman, mm-hmm. they want to make things work, especially like when you have a kid and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like you put them blinders on and you just try to block it out. But then a guy, they steady do things that mm-hmm. just fuck things up. So with that being said, you're single.
I am.
Are you talking to anybody right now?
Talking, yes. I mean, I talk to people every day, but like,
no,
am I talking exclusively?
Yeah.
No, I am not.
Are you interested in anyone?
Yes, I am, but we not nothing exclusive.
Does that person, he knows that? The person? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know I'm not ready to.
You're not ready to what?
Commit to nobody right now. Like, I just want to.
How long, how far, I mean, it's been 3 months.
Mm-hmm, just about.
So.
I feel like that's enough time, but I'm not ready. Like, I know, like, I don't know. It's some more stuff that I want to do on my own, like, find out about myself before I commit to somebody else.
Cool. Like, what do you want to do in life?
Like, eventually, like, with my career.
Yeah, with your career.
I would like to become a teacher. That's my passion, teaching kids, but I do want to open up, like, a homeless shelter.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's cool. That's what's up. You wanna put your Facebook and stuff. Your Insta. You on Instagram?
Mm-mm, I got Instagram.
You just got Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook sucks.
It do. So
why you don't get Instagram?
I don't know. I don't take a lot of pictures. I feel like Instagram. You gotta take a lot of pictures.
No, you don't.
Or post a lot of stuff.
No, you don't. But yeah, get a. You have Snapchat?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Snapchat?
My Snapchat is love_YU and the number 2.
Yo, say it again.
It's love, LOVE, _ the letter Y, the letter U, and the number 2.
Oh, cool. I'm so happy that you came on in to put your truth out there. I feel like a lot of women need to hear this. A lot of men need to hear this too.
Yes,
you know?
Women too. Like, realize, like, you know, you worth more than what people get. It's people out here willing to worship the ground you walk on. Like, you worth more than what they're trying to give you. What people want you to expect, like, set your expectations high. It's people out here willing to reach you. You deserve more, especially black women. I mean, women period, but like, yeah. Black women, like, we take a lot, we put up with a lot. Ain't nobody got your back like a black woman. So we deserve the world, and if you can't give it to me, then move around.
Ooh, I like that. I can't go after that, so I'm just gonna sign out. You know what it is. It's the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. Peace.
You are now listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts. He got the belt. He got the titles. Super Facts. Super Facts. Yeah, that's me.
Lee, what's good?
What's good? I'm over here chilling, having a nice little beer. I'm ready for the shit.
What kind of beer you drink?
I drink mostly craft beers. My favorite is Stella, but I like IPA, so it varies. I can't even pick just one. I like all of them. I don't like domestic too much.
I don't know, because I'm...
Well, maybe you haven't had the right one.
Say what?
Maybe you haven't had the right beer.
What's the right one?
So many to choose from. One day I may show you. Like, you live down the street.
I know, right?
One day I might show you. This one is an Italian beer, so it's really light. Anyway, what's good?
Shit. Just chilling. Today we're gonna have my boy Drew in the chat, man. We're gonna grill this guy, you know, talk some shit to him.
Well, we can listen and see what he got to say. I give everybody a chance. I'm gonna let him say his piece, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
All right, hold on. Hey, why the fuck the speaker thing ain't working no more? I can't. It's like speaker mode ain't working.
Yeah, I hear a lot of background.
Nah, it's working now. You know what I'm saying? It's working now. We on Instagram Live. We wait for the boy to come through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you sent him an invite already?
Yeah, I sent him the invite.
Okay, and what was his name?
Drew,
okay.
Yeah. Waiting on that jabroni to come through and talk that shit, man. What's up, man? My boy ROD, he's in the chat, man. What's good, bro?
This should be fun. I hope it's fun.
I hope he know what he's doing. I hope he can come through and, you know, to log. To talk that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sound like he gonna dig himself in a little bit of a hole, but you know, I hope he brought his shovel.
I don't know.
When you told me the topic, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
No, wait. This is a conversation that Black women have probably every other day. Or not even a conversation, or just see it around.
Oh shit, Drew, you in the chat, man? What's good, player?
Shit, brother, you know me, chilling.
Well, so what's up, man? Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, man. Where you from, man? Huh? Look, these dudes be coming on the chat and they be having
Boost Mobile, Android.
Boost Mobile, Crickets.
Crickets.
Hello?
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
Yeah, the vibe's fucked. I don't know what happened.
What type of phone you got, bro?
You know, I got this S9.
No.
Nah, man. I don't know what you got, man. See, hey, look, you see he done logged off.
I got the S9 and shit.
Oh, so you back. Lili, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Where Lili at?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Hey, man. Hey, where you from, man?
Oh, man, I'm from the city. You already know. Chicago, Southside. Born and raised.
Yeah, man. Fuck the Southside. Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
Ooh, wait, hold on now. Wait a minute. We cool, but it can get real funny. Relax, okay? Relax.
Hey, man. Hey man, we just gonna jump right into this, man. You know, hey man, it's been a lot of talk, man. That like, man, you only like to fuck with the white girls, man. What's up with that, man? Let me know what's up.
Yeah, I heard. You know, first of all, you know, it's false information. You know, I fuck anything, I fuck them all. You know, but
anything.
That's just my flavor. You know, I like what I like. Everybody got their preference. You feel me?
Oh, so what's you don't that? Have an only. You don't have like an only.
Nah. I'm some.
You something like what?
No.
See, these dudes with these crickets, they got. Hey man, it don't cost nothing to go to like Sprint, Verizon, AT&T. They want to come here with the crickets and the Boost Mobile phone plans, and you know we can't even have.
Conversation.
You back?
Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm still driving.
I need you to stay in one spot. That's what it is. You keep going in and out. You hitting dead spots. Can you park?
I got dead spots. I'm like 10 minutes away from parking. So yeah, I wouldn't be that. Be that too long.
Okay. Yeah, you hitting dead spots, so it's cutting you in and out. You know.
Oh.
Android good for that.
Okay.
Team on phone.
This shit too well.
So what I was saying before your phone cut out, I was asking, it's not one specific race that you mess with. You just go off like a vibe or something. Like, okay, she cool, she cute.
Yeah.
What's the formula?
For me, I don't know. I gotta be able to tolerate you pretty much, shit. Cause I'm a different type of dude. I like to do a lot of shit. As long as you ain't boring, then we good.
Like, what different type of shit you like to do, man? Talk that shit, man.
Lord Jesus,
Joseph, man. Hey, man. See, he talking this shit and he going in and out.
I'm bothered.
That's what I said.
Huh?
I told him he gotta get to one spot.
Yeah, y'all good now, Pop.
You Pop.
Okay.
All right, so what type of shit you like to do, man? You say you're a different type of dude.
Yeah, man, you know, adventures. Hollywood, you already know Hollywood.
Hey, the people, hey, I might know, but the people don't know, you know what I'm saying?
What the people say, you know, I like to, I don't know, man, I'm different. I do indoor skydiving, shit like that, paintball, you know, drunk, bowling, all type of weird.
Okay, are you implying that women of color don't do those things?
For the majority.
Ooh.
Have you asked them to? Like, okay, so
woo.
First of all, I'm black. You know, okay. I don't know if you can tell. But I like indoor. Actually, I want to go for real skydiving. I don't even want to do the indoor stuff. I want to go for real skydiving. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's not black women in general. Maybe it's just the women that you are choosing, that you are attracted to.
See, but it can't be. I'm attracted to the women that like to do that stuff. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying for black women. I'm saying black women. That's what I'm talking about, black women right now. I'm saying maybe it's the black women that you are attracted to.
Oh, that I'm exposed.
That you're like, oh, she cute. Yeah, that you're like, oh, she cute. And then you're like, hey, you want to go paintballing? And she like, no, nigga, I don't do that shit. You're going to fuck up my hair. You fucking with those basic bitches. That's what you fucking with. But then you turn around and you think only white girls or women that aren't black would like to do stuff like that, but that's not true because all of my girls like to go paintball and we've done that before.
How many times?
You know what I'm saying? So
that?
You said what?
How many times have y'all initiated that? Have you ever initiated a paintball?
We do it all the time. Yeah, we always do. It's a paintball place right down the street. We had a paintball party last summer. We all went and played paintball. You're just hanging around the wrong people. You like them girls who probably got the long weave down their back.
Oh.
They all stuck up. They think they cute, whatever, whatever. You not opening yourself up to different type of women, different type of black women. So don't generalize us all and say we all like that because we're not.
No, I never said that. I said the majority. I said the majority,
man.
I know some white girls that be like, I'm not finna go run around in no field and get paintball shot at me.
I do too.
You know what I'm saying? So the topic of the podcast is that you only want to date a certain kind of woman, i.e. a white woman. Is that true?
No, ma'am. I prefer Latinas.
Hey, bro.
I had a
you so what's up, man? When last time you dated a sister, bro?
Shit, back in like 2010.
2010.
How old are you?
I'm young. I'm 27.
Oh my god, he's 12.
I'm a baby.
The nigga's 12. He know not what he say. He's 12.
Hey, look.
Hey, look, funny.
Hey, Drew. You hear calling you a little boy?
He's 12.
Hey, man. Yeah, man.
He's 12. Like, he don't even know nothing about women. He's 12. Go ahead, play with the others. When you ready to play on varsity, then you come back and tell me what you think. Cause I ain't for that play.
How old are you, man?
36. Fucking 20.
Nah, it ain't Drew.
Back in 2010, you was in high school when you dated him. That ain't even count.
Not true. I was in college.
You had recess.
Hey,
college. And I went to a HBCU.
Dope. That's what's up. I love smart black men.
Hey, man.
I love.
Hey, look. Besides all that, man. Can I get like an inside on like when you was like a gigolo, bro? Weren't you like a gigolo or something? Like chicks was paying you.
At one point, yeah. I just now stopped doing that shit.
Tell me about
please
that.
Please elaborate.
Yeah,
please.
Tell us about that.
Shit, basically I had older women, you know, 36 and up. Mm-hmm. Some married, some not married. Mm-hmm. Paying me for penis.
So where were you going?
Where you meet these girls?
Right. Hello?
You said how about
Drew? Yeah, like how you mean them? Like who said it? Yeah, did they know that you was doing? You was charging them?
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I tell them up front. You okay. Pay what you weigh. You used to charge by the weight.
What?
I can't take it. Oh god.
So what was the biggest? What was the biggest female you was with, man?
Oh man, Shorty was like. She was knocking on like with 250, 260. And she was a sister.
How tall was she?
She was about 5'8", some shit like that.
Man, that's a BG.
That's a while. That was a couple years ago. Oh, yeah. She paid pretty penny. She was a recurring customer.
Where she was at?
I met her when I was working for Amtrak. So she stayed in a fucking... Some like Southern Illinois, some little city in Southern Illinois. I can't remember.
So how did you get into that, man? How did you start that?
It was just something I was good at. I was good at fucking, so I got paid for it.
So I'm saying, like, how did that come into play? You know what I'm saying?
I basically told the chick that she had to pay me if she wanted to fuck me.
And she said okay. She was like, all right, this is what we doing. Oh shit, Drew?
This mug went out.
I don't know if I could trust that he got good penis if he ain't got no good cell phone service. I'm not sure. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I'm just saying, that shit funny.
What's funny?
That's funny that he's saying, and he said, well, you're gonna have to pay for it, and I usually charge by weight. That, like, who says okay for that? I'm not knocking his hustle. Hey, get yours how you get it. You feel me? Do you? But it's funny. Like, how you gonna charge by her weight if you gonna charge for dick? Cool, do you? But you ain't gotta be disrespectful.
Well, he was disrespectful.
I mean, that's disrespectful to be like, I'm charging you by weight. Like, damn.
But what if they go for it, though? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if she's okay with it, she's okay with it.
Then it's,
you know what
then
I'm saying? And that, if it's consensual, then fine. Then that's what you want. But, I, you know, like I said, I ain't knocking this hustle. Get your money. College is expensive.
Would you ever pay for sex?
Right.
Huh?
I laugh.
What was the app out?
I laugh.
Damn, mm-hmm. This app got a face with the app the whole time.
Nah.
Yes, Drew. You do.
You can lay it flat, the phone flat, and talk like with the speaker.
Yeah, I'm saying app gotta be on my screen. That's what I just
noticed. You can't let your screen die. You gotta keep your screen lit.
Right. I just noticed that. You see, if my shit go damn, I got it on always on display now.
Yeah, because Apple stays lit, but Android, I noticed that it dies out and it'll cut out on it. Apple got a thing in where it just automatically stays lit.
Okay.
So you should be good now.
Yeah, Apple. You need to get an Apple, bro. You never will fuck with Apple. I don't know why, but you need to
get an Apple, bro. No, fuck that shit. That shit foo-foo.
Your shit sound foo-foo.
So, hey, man. So what's your status now, man? You in a relationship now, man?
I'm dating, yeah.
I said, are you in a relationship, man?
I said, I'm dating, yeah.
And I said, are you in a relationship?
I guess you could call it. I'm in a situationship.
Does she know that?
She right here. She right next to me.
No, yeah. Well, maybe she do know that.
Yeah. She right next to me, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever works, everything don't work for everybody, but whatever works. There you go. Keep a smile on the face.
People all the time. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, then go for it. Like the gigolo thing, whatever. College is expensive. If you could give money for dick, hopefully it was safe.
Of course.
I say have at it. So, what I wanted to know is when your phone cut out, I wanted to know when you said you charged by weight.
Yeah.
With like you talking about, like if the girl was kind of like heavy set, you charge them more. Did the girl know? Like, did she know? Like, yeah, he charged me $100 more because you know I got an extra, you know, roll in my stomach.
I tell the woman up front, you pay what you weigh. That's it. Like, yeah, they know. Of course, if you
so the 110, the bitches that weigh 110 winning. They getting good dick and everything because they weigh 110 pounds. That is not fair. Yeah, that is discrimination.
My performance was based on your money too. So like, if I feel like you can't afford A1, then you're gonna get this B grade real quick.
I mean, okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'm talking about the weight part though.
I was fair, exactly. I was fair.
That was not fair. That's not fair. So, if a girl is 110 pounds, she went. So if a girl is 110 pounds and she got money, she can get grade A dick for the low low.
For the low low, yeah.
That ain't fair. That means if she got money, you should be charging her more. Like, this bitch is rich. Bitch, you rich. I'm charging you more.
I've done that before, but that ain't fair. You feel me? I'm about to peep. That's capitalism.
Well, then you need a flat rate. You need a flat rate.
It was just pay as you weigh. It wasn't no flat rates.
Nah, it was a minimum of $250. Then after that, depending on what you weighed, then what's up? We did it from there. Calculated it like that. Then,
oh, okay, $250. Okay, that's that. Okay, I'm with that.
And then after that, I charged you by your weight, you know what I'm saying? By how much time I spent with you. Like, but then I also took out deduction, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you bought the meal, then cool. That's, I said, I'm gonna throw you a little something extra and that. Yeah. But yeah, shit like that.
So what's a situationship?
You say what?
What's a
situation? What is define that for me?
It's basically when you in a situation where you together but not together.
What HBCU you went to? Like, what happened? Like, you don't explain shit. That motherfucker be like, I got three words for that ass.
I'm settling down, son. I'm finna actually get a girlfriend soon when I'm ready.
The one you sitting next to?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
She gonna be my girl, son. I'm just making sure that I'm ready for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's fair.
It ain't easy to get a fucking jiggle. Just been a man. You feel me? That's not easy.
Somebody, you know, I got hey Drew, I got the chat going right now too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Somebody in the chat, the truth is uncomfortable. He says he hate her, but he love her at the same time.
My situation shit. There you go.
That sound like every relationship. That sound like every relationship to me.
Hey, Lily, you never been in a situationship?
Hell,
I'm in my middle 30s. Everything's a situationship.
Exactly. Because you worry about you first. You ain't worry about we. You worry about you.
I just want to hear your version of it. I had my version. I wanted to hear your version. That's all.
Okay.
I had nothing against it.
Miss Lily, I'm a fan. I like your podcast. I like when you get on super fast. I'm a fan.
Oh well, thank you, Drew.
Oh, no problem. He a fan. You know what I'm saying? Hey, thanks for the support, man. I appreciate that, man.
You know? Yeah, Hollywood.
Hey, why you keep calling me Hollywood, man?
My fault, super facts. Yo, hold up.
Hey.
I'm older than him. Hold up.
Hey, Drew. Miss Foxy Berry in the chat said he must have a gold tip because nobody buying dick.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody buying that shit.
That's not true. Them old white bitches, they are buying some dick because Harold ain't hitting it.
So, shit, I have a old black man, the old white one.
Hey, you was messing with married chicks?
Hell yeah.
Dang.
That was one of my top buyers. All my top buyers were usually married. I charge them more.
Would y'all meet at a hotel or you'll go to their crib?
Usually a hotel room. I've probably been to a couple of their crib. But I ain't gonna lie though, it's a dangerous game, bro. I done fell in love with one of my side bitches before.
For real?
Damn.
Tell me about that, man.
Broke my little heart. I'm like, dang.
She broke your heart.
She got mad, you know what I'm saying, traveling and shit. She was Indian, you know, so I met her on the road. She was from India. She just was selling a visa and shit like that, you know. But her husband, a fucking millionaire, you feel me? So I'm like, cool. And I was like, we kicking it, we locking, you know what I'm saying? I ended up taking up virginity. So I'm like,
what?
You deflowered.
I did. A married woman, yep.
She was a virgin.
Yeah.
Wait, well, how was she married and a virgin? That's right.
That's their culture. That's the way they locking. Like, she just wasn't ready. She was a virgin up until she was supposed to. Until she got married, and then I got her first shit. First come, first set. Plus, I have.
What? You gonna get her killed, bro.
Nah, they gonna sacrifice her. She might get banished, but they ain't gonna kill her. I ain't gonna kill her.
And you say you fell in love with her, huh?
Did, bro. She had a fucking damn near like a never ending bag. I'm like, damn. I'm like, how much money do you got? You feel me? But then it was more than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it became more than money. Like, we was actually vibing and shit. Like, we stayed flying across the country to see each other, you know what I'm saying? But shit went sour, you know what I'm saying? She got a little too deep too soon. I'm like, right, well, you go your way, I'm gonna go my way.
You don't talk to her no more?
Oh, hell yeah. But I ain't not on that level. We just friends, you see what I'm saying? Not on that level. We legit friends. So it's like,
she's still married to dude?
Legally, but they ain't together no more.
She ain't got no kids or nothing?
Nah.
Damn, now she gotta wait like 7 years for her vagina to go back to virgin status because you was in there breaking down walls and shit. You know.
Hey, Drew. Drew.
Goddamn Android.
Man, this dude, hey. I don't know what it is.
Y'all can get mad if y'all want to, but Android is not with the shits when it comes to podcasting on this app. I am starved.
Yeah, that's I just want you to live.
They are not with the shits.
Hey, Drew. Drew.
He go bye bye.
Nah, he went bye bye.
He went bye bye.
What you think about him saying he fell in love with his with one of the ladies that I get? What do you call it? Side piece?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call it a side piece or whatever.
I know, right? I wouldn't call it that either.
I think that he really liked her. I think he had love for her because she was showing him so many things because her bag was deep. So I don't even think he was in love with her. I think he was just like, damn, she dope. She's showing me so much, you know, about the world and shit. And she banned me shit too. Like, yeah, anybody would feel that way about somebody. Like, fuck, she probably showed him some new shit.
Right.
But I don't think he's fully in love. I think he had love for her.
Somebody in the, well, the truth is uncomfortable. That's in the chat. He asked, he want to know, what's your body count? Talking about you, Lily.
My body count?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Niggas I fuck?
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here. That goof ass question. I ain't answering that shit.
Say you not. You ain't answering it.
No. Who the fuck? Why would you ask a lady that shit? My body count don't matter. My body count don't matter. I don't need to count. It don't even matter. It does not matter. Who asked that question in 2019? That shit don't even matter.
It could be
100. Yeah, it could be 100. It could be 5. It don't matter at this point.
I don't know, man. It do kind of matter if you got 100, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying it in general. You know, I'm just saying generally speaking. I feel like it don't matter. It ain't like it's, oh, you got 2,000 people. You know, you'd be a porn star. Like some shit like that. I'm just saying, like, who asked somebody that question that you don't even know?
Jordan in the chat, he say, we grown as fuck. Fuck a body count.
Fucking right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck a body count. As long as you safe and you do what you're supposed to do, I don't care. If I meet a man, I'm single. If I meet a man and I know he used to be promiscuous, just like homie Drew, you know what I'm saying? Fuck your body count. As long as you stay, as long as you got tested, I know you ain't got nothing, I ain't got nothing, I'm good. I give a fuck. If that's the case, I'm going to dissect everything that you do. That's crazy.
The truth is uncomfortable, say it do matter.
Man, what is that, man?
Damn, boy.
Tell him he's uncomfortable.
Hey,
tell him to count his body.
They also want to know that about Drew, though. Drew, they asked, what's your body count, bro?
I'm high, bro. I don't, what the fuck? I'm high. I'm up there.
It's too many to count, huh?
I'm more than 50. I can tell you that. I stop counting other 50.
Would you ask a woman her body count?
I don't give a fuck.
Thank you. This dude just asked me my body count. I told him, get your goof ass out of here with that.
Hey, damn,
man. I don't give a fuck. Motherfuckers do what they do. That shit got nothing
right,
to do with
right, long as you safe and you ain't got shit and I ain't got shit, we tested, we good.
True.
I want to be bodies out.
Drew, I want to ask you a question, man. This question has been asked plenty of times on my podcast, man. And, you know, I gotta ask you this question, man. Is it true that all men eat ass, bro?
That's not true.
You don't lick the booty?
Explain, bro.
I mean, I can't speak for all men. It's not true.
Speak for yourself. Let me hear what you got to say, bro.
Yes, yeah.
Huh?
I've been asked before.
You have?
Yeah, I'm a freak, bro. I know my brother that don't do this shit, so, or he say he don't, but
say he don't. That's what I'm saying. He say he does. Right, yeah, now, he's somebody sitting on his face.
Yeah, I licked that before, bro. No, I don't make it a habit, you feel me? I don't just want to say it ain't like eating pussy. But there's some shit that happens, so shit. Yeah. Bitches like that shit, boy, for the record. For all the fans out there watching, y'all really please y'all girl.
What about...
You sorry?
What'd you say, Lily?
I didn't say nothing. I'm just laughing because... I'm just laughing because you asked that question to everybody and it's funny to get everybody respond.
I know, right? Everybody, because Jack, man, he made that statement, like, everybody do it, you know what I'm saying? So I got to ask every single dude that comes on, I got to ask them that question.
If you did it once, then you can't say I don't do it because you did it once.
Yeah.
I agree with that, exactly. So I believe almost everybody in probably done it once, you feel me?
But. Yeah.
I'm a freak though, bro. Hell yeah.
You ever made a woman squirt?
Oh yeah.
How did you do it? Did you do it with regular intercourse, or you gave, was giving her head? What you was doing?
With my dick, a bitch better not squirt on my face. That ain't shit but piss. That ain't shit but piss.
It is not pee. It's pee in it, yes. It's pee in it, yes, but it's not.
All right. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, it's not all piss. It's coming from the same, you know, area. So, of course, they're going to have a little pee in it, but it's not pee. If you look, if you smell somebody squirt and you smell the sheets, if it smell like piss, that bitch just pee. That's all. But if somebody squirt and you go and smell the sheets afterwards, it shouldn't smell like pee.
You're right.
That's what I'm just saying. I checked. I've been verified. I got the blue check mark.
Hey, Drew, man. Drew, do all the women that you fuck with, do they like anal, bro?
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Did you into that, bro?
Yeah. I love fucking bitches in the head.
Savage.
But they love it too, though. That's the part.
You say what?
I done made a bitch squirt from fucking 100 ass before.
That could happen. That could definitely happen.
How you know, Lily?
I told you my check mark is blue.
Oh, okay.
It could definitely happen.
Hey, you know. I don't know. I never did that before, man.
God damn it. I'm starting to think you're a virgin. I really do. I think you're saving yourself for marriage. I do. I really, every time we talk, I be like, this nigga is a whole virgin.
No, man, it's just like, man, I told you, I ain't got the patience, man. I think we talked about that already, didn't we?
I told him that it's very important for a man to have patience with a woman while having sex with her. Very, very important. You gotta have patience.
When you trying to fuck in the ass, but when you just on your own,
get in and get up out of it.
You say what?
Yeah, I'm saying. He said when you just on some regular shit. Yeah, hey, let's get this done. But if you with your person, like this, the person I fuck with.
Yeah.
You should take your time and be patient.
Yeah. Always.
If you doing anal, you definitely gotta be patient.
For one, that shit can get messy.
What you mean
that
you get messy?
You can make a motherfucker bleed, you fuck him the wrong way in the head. All that motherfucker shit on your dick.
That happened to you before?
Hell yeah.
That's funny.
Damn.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just
See, man, I ain't got time for all that, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you start cleaning yourself up. But you supposed to use a rubber anyway, really. But yeah. That's like when niggas kill me, they tell me they ain't never fucked a bitch while she was bleeding. Nigga, stop lying. Niggas laid that towel down. Every nigga done laid that towel down, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
Every nigga laid that towel down.
Bro, that shit nasty, bro.
That shit nasty as fuck, boy. Yes. That shit is.
Shit nasty, bro.
That's funny. I've never had sex on my period.
That was probably your choice. Have you ever tried?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't had a period in like 10 years, so I don't, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
What, you about 60?
Oh, y'all funny.
You need to pass.
Huh?
Now you have to.
No, it's an IUD. Some women, their birth control stops their period.
Okay. You know you're gonna have one for like fucking 4 months straight when you stop using that shit, right?
By the time I take this thing out, I'll be ready for menopause. I ain't having no more babies. I'm done. I'm done and I'm finished. Good.
Oh, you is old as hell.
Oh, look at you, Drew. You whack as fuck for that. It's cool though.
I like older women, man. That's my stuff. I only used to mess with older women.
Whatever, I'm dope as fuck.
That's what's up.
But I ain't never done that shit. I ain't never had sex. When I did have a period, I never had sex with my period.
Yeah, you probably didn't try. I bet any female alpha that had sex with that nigga while she was bleeding, he went in and put that bodysuit on and did what he did. put that towel down.
That's probably, or he may, maybe they do it when they towards the end of their period.
Yeah, I done did this shit twice my whole life, but I done done it. So I know niggas are late, because that's why I called that. Everybody know about putting that towel down. You don't fuck put this towel down.
Hey, whatever works.
Man.
Whatever works. If she willing, he willing, get it in. Do you?
Do you, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, yeah, if you get two people that's willing to do it, man, you know, go ahead. You know, go for what you want.
You ain't about to.
Nah, most.
Hell no.
Most niggas. They just be in the heat of the moment and then not knowing, being a motherfucker, eventually be like, oh yeah, bitch, my dick already too high for some whole year. Dick already too high for more. If I do this anymore, we're gonna take this dive. It's over.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Drew, man, you still eat cereal any time of the day?
Of course, bro. That's what you think I have breakfast and lunch this morning, boy.
That's funny. I had cereal at 4:00 in the morning.
Hey, Lily, this dude like to mix cereals though. Like he mix shit.
That's weird, man. Why would you do that?
And I think he put ice in that shit.
Ice?
Yeah.
What cereals do you mix?
How the fuck all kind of shit?
That is disgusting. Like, you can't mix Cinnamon Toast Crunch with Fruit Loops. Like, you can't do that.
Nah, I ain't that, man.
It's a law. You can't mix Captain Crunch with Fruit Loops and shit. Like, it's a law.
With my Reese's Puffs, you feel? That's what I meant.
First of all, Reese's Puffs cereal is gross by itself. So, yes.
That's one of my favorite cereals.
Ew. What's your sign? What are you, a Gemini or something? Crazy as fuck.
Hey, of course I'm a Gemini. Lee.
What's up?
When we was overseas, he used to steal all my cereal, yo.
Fuck yeah, nigga. Put y'all niggas on them cereals.
I you can tell you motherfucker from Chicago, cereals. Ain't no O at the end of that shit. You probably put an F at the end of Jewel. I gotta go to Jewel.
Yes. True.
Damn, O at the end of cereal. To all my cereals.
Hey, super facts. I'm gonna blame you and Fathead if I go bald, bro. I think my shit receding, bro.
Damn, that's fucked up. And you only 27? Damn, homie.
Hey, I went bald at 25.
That shit contagious.
You know, y'all know what they say, right? They say every time a nigga lie, cheat, his hairline go back to a centimeter.
I was doing a lot of lying and cheating shit.
Hey, and that's why you're in the situation you're in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but I embraced it, though.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got no problem with no bald head. You know how many more hoes I'm going to get?
Wait. God damn it.
You got to be able to grow. You got to be able to grow a beard, though.
You can't grow a beard, dude?
I got it. Hell yeah, I can't. I just don't like that shit. That shit weird.
Beard is dope.
I got a goatee. I keep my goatee, but I don't like all that facial hair. That shit get weird.
No.
Plus, I'm going back in the service, bro. I just signed up for the Air Force Reserve.
Well, I thought you was in the Army.
I finished that shit.
Okay,
I just signed up. Shit, I just need something different.
You just gonna hop branch?
You know me.
Like, fuck
it.
I'm gonna hop a whole branch.
Hop a whole branch. Go to the Air Force. Don't do nothing. Plus, they got better looking white women.
Oh my god.
My man is a nut, bro.
Am I lying? Don't the F Force got the better looking hoes?
Better looking women, yeah, that's facts.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I kind of feel offended because I'm, you know, I was Army. You trying to say Army chicks are ugly? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
No. Trust me, I done fucked plenty of Army chicks. Trust me. I the fuck play. Y'all the sluts of the branches.
Whoa,
so that's.
Wait a minute, Tatiana. Wait a fucking minute. I fuck for money. I fuck fat bitches, small bitches for money. Like, hold on, Tatiana. Don't call us the sluts enough.
Small, brown, white, purple.
First of all, that's the Marines. Thanks, because there ain't a lot of women there. So them the sluts of our brand. Okay.
when he slept out, like, see, I don't even kind of consider them women. Like, y'all might as well be men. Right. Y'all might as well be like thugs. Seven of y'all.
Them studs.
No, all right, y'all some studs. She's cute. I work with a girl that was a Marine. She's cute. But
how many dicks she do? She did a lot of dicks too.
She probably did. That's what I'm saying. That's the Marine. Don't get it. The Army don't, not to get confused with the Marines. Hold on now. So don't say that.
Nah. Shit, bro. From my experience, I mean.
Okay, well don't make a general, you know, comment.
Yo,
First of all, niggas in the Army are y'all hoes too.
Hey. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I had no problem embracing that shit and accepting it. I had the motherfuckers trying to have that shit.
Cause they probably was married.
Probably. That didn't matter to me.
And then another point, you just said, okay, I'm gonna go to the Air Force because they got better looking white bitches. You got a white bitch right next to you, said finna make your lady. What you mean you finna go to the Air Force and get some more white bitches? What the fuck, man?
I didn't say that while I was going. I just said that's a fact. As that was like one of my convincing, you know what I'm saying, decisions, one of my arguments that
I'm okay. I'm so glad you sent the cleanup crew to clean that shit up real quick.
Hey, Drew. Wow. You can call your woman a bitch right now.
My mama.
Oh, your woman.
He like hell no.
Hell no. I could. She might hit me though. But
hey, man.
I could. She might hit me though. But
what about the Navy?
You say who?
The Navy.
Nah, nigga, I can't swim. I ain't fucking with that shit.
Ain't got no good looking females.
Nah. Plus, I can't. Hell nah. All Navy hoes I knew had something.
Huh?
All the Navy hoes I knew had something.
Hey, so you crazy, bro? So you saying you gonna go back to the Air Force? They gonna make you do basic and shit over?
Nah, it's got to do with the MEPS and AIT.
So for the job shit, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so you done with that lifestyle, bro?
Gigolo. Yeah. For the moment, man. For the moment. I'm finna actually shoot this shot at this relationship thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with Shorty. She cool as fuck. She dope as fuck. Smart as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Where you meet her at?
Fucking, I was in school in Oklahoma doing this heavy equipment shit down there, like, in 2017, or was that 16 when I meet you? 2017. And she was going to the university down there. We fucking actually met, bro, by like kind of accident. My boy, my roommate, it was all vets and shit, you know, it was a VA thing, a vet thing. So I got three veteran roommates, you know, I ain't doing shit but getting drunk and gambling all day. And fucking, he was a little hot boy. He had a Tinder account. He made me one, right? So he got both our phones in his hand looking for bitches to come to the crib. We had our own crib and shit. He swiped right on my phone for Shorty. That's with me now. And she, you know what I'm saying? He did it for both from his phone and my phone because he liked it. So, but she responded to my phone. And then he was in class one day when I got the reply. So we started shooting the shits and shit. We linked up in Oklahoma, shit. We've been vibing ever since.
Aw, I love story.
How long did it take you to smash?
Oh, I mean, come on, bro. She tried to fuck me the first date.
That's
but I wasn't
not
gone.
True. That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, yeah. She talking about, I will fuck you right now, but
nah,
I ain't shaved.
No.
Watch out, man. She talking about I will fuck you right now, but I didn't shave. I say, what the fuck? I just met you. I'm like, what the fuck? I just met you. Yeah. I'm like, drive me home.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with fucking on the first day. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah. I definitely cracked her like two days or 3 days after that. I definitely cracked like, you know what I'm saying? And she thick as hell too, you know, she got fatty, so I'm like, fuck it. But she just,
fuck it.
She's smart.
She got it. You say she got a fatty?
Oh, yeah. You probably seen it before, Jay Klein, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
That's why I deleted it out of my social media, man. You know, I used to be a king of the Snapchat
you're
shit.
You're not on Snapchat anymore.
I don't got shit no more, bro, but Messenger, that's it.
But Messenger?
That's it, bro.
That's because he got a girlfriend. He don't even know it.
Nah, I mean, I guess you could say that's what she say.
That is your girl. I could tell by the way y'all interact, like the little bit y'all interacting right now. I could tell that's your girl.
That's my girl.
Stop. Relax. Let it happen. Let it happen. Hey. If you stop giving resistance, it'll be an easy transition. Stop resisting.
You right.
Hey, Lili. See, but Lili, I'm gonna tell you, this dude, like every female I've seen this dude with, this dude like play board games and he do sweet shit with them.
They just long walk.
He ain't been sweet in a while.
Shut the fuck
up. Oh, go to Walmart and get Connect Four.
I know. Hey, I swear. Hey, look, man. He'll do that. He'll go get Connect Four.
I put time and effort in all my situationships. I make sure everybody feels special.
Everybody.
Because everybody is special in their own way.
And you love all of them, don't you?
I love them all, bro.
Oh my God.
I was risking my career for bitches overseas.
You say what?
I'm risking my career for bitches overseas.
Hey, man.
Because bitches want to come.
Hey, Lili, I'm about to tell you a story about this guy. This shit is true. So, you know, I don't know. Lili, you ever been overseas?
No. I never been overseas.
But, like, you can understand that, you know, females got their barracks, males got their barracks, right?
Right.
Okay, so one day, we you know, when you're overseas, you're working like a 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying? We I think we had lunch. So we go, I go get my food, but I ain't want to sit in the defect. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to come back to the room, and I'm going to eat and watch TV. So I'm sitting in the chair watching TV, but at the same time as I'm eating, I just hear a noise like coming from his side of the room, right? So I just look, I'm like, nah, that ain't shit. I'm like, man, I keep on eating this shit. So then I'm done, I threw my shit away, and I'm just sitting there. All of a sudden, he come from behind, like his big butt ass neck. Going into his wall locker.
like ain't shit.
He got shorty up in there, not supposed to have a girl.
I'm naked though, bro. You know, I ain't on drawers and teeth. You know, I was always naked. Shit.
He might be
It was hot as fuck. It was hot as fuck over there.
I took up for this dude though, man. I risk my army career for you, bro.
That's why they kicked your ass out of maintenance and put you in supply. Kicked your ass out. Like, nah, they can go over there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I was supply. Nothing wrong with supply.
No, supply was the shit.
Shit don't fly without supply, boy. We were the realest. We was the realest in that
supply
motherfucker.
Supply was the shit. Cause, hey, Lily, I was in maintenance at one point. And then I said, fuck this shit. He got me into supply.
Lord.
So. Got a bus. Everybody wants to be with us, bro. You know, niggas used to flock around us all the time. They wanted to fuck with us. Supply did shit. What we want to do, because we did what we're supposed to do.
All right, hey, so, hey, my man, how long you think it's gonna last with you and the old girl, man? You see something?
About a year or so.
What? You gonna put a time? Girl.
I need change in my life. She already understood. We already talked about this. Me, I already talked about this. But I'm gonna give it a year, you know what I'm saying? A high ball, then I'm gonna see from there, you feel me, buddy? But I don't do long term relationships. That shit don't really make sense to me.
Oh,
I done tried to work.
Why you don't do long term relationships?
Why fucking women in the world?
Huh?
You know, I was a bouncer and shit, bro. Come on, it's just too much out there. It's just too many flavors to try. You feel me? And I feel like everybody's doing themselves an injustice by not trying shit. Because how you know if you like it or not, if you don't try. Like, I believe in polygamy.
Bitches aren't ice cream. Uh-oh. Like, what is... Bro?
Uh-oh,
God.
There go that word, man.
Yeah, I believe in polygamy. She don't. She believe in monogamy. But I actually believe in polygamy. Like, I understand
girl,
polygamy.
Girl, run! Run, girl! Run! Fuck them one last time. Get your panties and go. Run!
Go.
She girl, can't run.
She can't.
If you don't hit shit else, bitch, run. This nigga is not for you. Run.
Hey, Drew, you done did a lot of threesomes, bro?
About 7. About 6 or 7.
Is your girlfriend down? She down to do a threesome?
Nah, but she'll do it to make me happy, but she ain't want to do it, so I ain't gonna make her do it.
That girl love you. You gonna break her heart.
She love you, bro.
She love you.
My hoes love me.
She love you, and you gonna break her heart.
That's messed up.
That girl love you, and you are going to break her heart. And you are literally telling her in a year, I'm finished.
I'm also teaching her what to put her love. So she don't ever fuck with another nigga that's not for her. Just cause she love me don't mean I'm for her.
You gonna put on game.
That's it. Put you on game. That's
girl,
it.
Run now while you're not in too deep.
I set up myself an educator.
She ain't trying to hear me.
Where she from, B?
Ooh.
Where she from?
Alabama.
She from where?
Alabama.
She is trained and bred to get married in the neck. What is she, 22, 21, 25? She's
like 28.
Oh, she's not old. She's a Southern white woman. They are trained to be married by 25, and she messing around with you.
I'm not married by 25, Dad.
Southern white women are trained to be married by 25 to some dude, named Richard Lawson.
That's why I fuck her. And she only, for one, she white, for the record. You know what I'm saying? She white.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, okay. First of all, stop saying that. Because you just said it didn't matter. So I let it go. But then you keep throwing that shit in there saying I fuck with her just because she white.
She only fuck with niggas.
I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about the girl that should run. Run now. Talking about her. How about you? So again, you don't really fuck with black girls. You really for real about this? I'm only fucking with
my best friend. Y'all niggas can't hoop, man. Get away from me, man. Watch out, man. Nah, man. Watch out, little nigga.
This is horrible.
Drew, you in the hood?
I'm always in the hood, boy. You already know.
Okay, well, this is a podcast for the end. My name is Real Lily. Go ahead, the back. You hold the tie, you hold the belt. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hold on, Lily. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, hey, man. I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Yes, sir, bro. Apologies for all of the disconnects and shit like that.
Hey, man, just,
and I know we
just get some better, just get some better service, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Just get some better service, bro.
I know we got off topic about the white hoes and the black hoes, but I love them all, man. It was just a misunderstanding that I only date white women.
You do only date white women.
I'm about to tell you, man. I done been through a few ones, white, black.
If they
really didn't.
You,
nah, even when they weren't paying me, they were just fucking me.
You lucky. I think you cool as fuck. But I think you, I think you an ass. I really do. You're cool as fuck ass. And your girl can fucking run.
Hey, Miss Simon, you want to get on? All right, Drew. Hey, Drew, I'm going to talk to you later, bro.
Love, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
Bye, all right,
bro.
Lee Lee. So what you think? What you think about that?
I like Drew. He sound like a really cool person, you know. He really does. I even like the way he talk, the way he say shit. He cool. But the way he think is fucking ridiculous. It the way he... Okay, then don't give people a time limit. Don't do that. Just do you, then. Just do you. Don't say I'm gonna make her my girl. Da, da, da. Just do you. If you believe in that polygamy stuff, then do you. Don't attach somebody else, because he's gonna hurt that girl. That's why I kept telling her to run. He's gonna hurt that girl. Stop giving her, don't give nobody no false dreams. Don't do that. Just fucking be done with it.
You say harder.
Man, he gonna hurt that girl hard. That bitch in love with him.
Miss Simon, hold on. Miss Simon, I just sent you a request to get on. They say, I just read today that like when you on the chat with somebody, like when you're not doing it solo, that you can go over 60 minutes.
No, I don't know.
You gotta get off.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for me to go. Tomorrow I gotta go to work.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta go to work. My son gotta have surgery this week. I gotta get ready for that.
Okay. I'm gonna pray for y'all.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy talking with you. But
no doubt, no diggity, no doubt.
Until next time.
Yes, ma'am. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.